Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I've got Lauren, Chris, and Sharpie. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. And happy birthday, Lauren.
Thank you.
I think we should all sing to you. Off
Not
key.
Chris.
It's really nice of you to spend your birthday with us.
I know. I thought it was, too.
It is.
It's okay. I got a big glass of wine. I can get through anything.
Good.
What are we talking about tonight?
We are talking about toddlers, those children that are under the age of three that get to go to Disney for free. Yay!
You have to figure if Disney is giving you something for free, there's a reason. And I have figured out it's because no one wants to take a two-year-old to a Disney park.
I took two-year-olds to the Disney park.
Yes, and I did too. But you know what? It wasn't as much fun as taking a baby or a three-year-old.
I took the girls at every age.
Yeah, the twins went. I mean, the twins, you know, they went, you know, the whole time. But, you know, it's really hard. It's a lot of work. The only plus side is, besides the fact that they're free, you get a stroller and you can put all your stuff in the basket.
I've got a five-year-old. I'm still doing that.
Well, if
See,
you go with
weary
a 2 years old and like 10 months, then they're almost three. You still get that free factor.
Yes.
My 10-year-old would like me to point out that I also have a 10-year-old.
Yes. Yes, you do.
She doesn't want to be left out.
It's hard to give up the stroller.
Well, and the 10-year-old doesn't like to give it up either.
Mm-mm. She's almost as tall as, is she as tall as me now?
I'm sure she is.
I would ride in a stroller if I could.
I think she is as tall as Chris is.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
We'll have to measure. I think, you know, the thing is, we're kind of joking, but the fact is it can be a lot of work to take a kid under three. And the reason this topic came up is I was in the Verizon store and I was talking to this man and he said, "So what is the best age to have bring a kid?" He goes, "I have a three-year-old." And for a second there, I was like, here's card, but the reality was is I wanted to be honest with him, and in my opinion it's five. However, a lot of people have younger kids, so they want to take that five-year-old, but they're still taking like a one-year-old or a two-year-old. So I started to think, what are the pros and cons of taking a kid who's much younger? Because one of the cons is they can't ride a lot of things.
I
agree with that.
There's a lot of things they can't go on.
But there's a lot they can do.
That's
a different trip.
Right.
You know, you say that, and then I think about Brooke being five, and that means that you don't think that she should have gone up until this point, or, you know, give or take a year.
No, I don't think that at all, because I think the reality is that very rarely do you just have one kid and can't, you know, you know, obviously you're going to take both kids. And if you have a five-year-old and a two-year-old, you know, I mean, you're going to take that little kid. So I don't think it, but I think you have to weigh the pros and cons. And I think there are parents, you know, I have clients who have said, you know, the oldest one is eight, the youngest one is four. Now they're ready, but they didn't go with the older one. They kind of missed out on that magic, the older one, because they didn't want to take the younger one.
See, something that we usually tell clients is that if you're taking your child before the age of three, you're taking them to see their reactions to the characters. It's not really a trip for them. It's going to be exhausting and tiring for them. So if you're taking them before the age of three, you're really doing it for yourself, which isn't a bad thing. There are some really adorable character interactions when kids are that age. So it really does all depend. There are some kids that age that do not stray from their routine very well.
That's a good point.
I think that would be Chris's family.
Oh, my. Yeah, because no, my kids were like, and even now, like my twins go to bed before 8 o'clock. So they've never seen the fireworks. But we have lately, like the last couple trips, we've gone ahead and let them Somebody's asking me for milk, who's supposed to be in bed.
Speaking of.
I know. Here I am like talking them up and the little guy just comes down with, he's standing in front of the door with a big jug of milk. Anyway, no, I mean, you know, that is an issue, is they can't stay up late, or maybe they don't, you know, I like to keep my kids on the schedule. I'm really strict about it. So,
obviously.
Yes. But now lately I have gotten kind of slack the last trips, but yeah, now they're eight. So, you know,
I think Sharpie had a good point about the character interaction, but I think it's not just character interaction. You're going to be taking photos. Your kid is going to have fun. You know, whether they're on the carousel or running around in this magical place, there are so many rides that they can enjoy, so many attractions that they'll still enjoy. So my take on it, bringing, let's say a two, we got to go with a two-year-old. And I know we're talking about the aspect of free children, but since Chris said five, I'm going to say a two, three, and possibly four-year-old. They will enjoy themselves. And you're going to enjoy watching them regardless of the activity they're doing.
And they'll have the video of the memories.
Right. You're going to have photos. You'll have video. And they magically remember it then.
Yeah, that is
true. You remember this? Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Well, and I think it depends, too. Like, I mean, if you're just doing, like, because Disney's, like, data says that, you know, families do two trips in a lifetime. They do once when the kids are little and once when they're old. If you're only doing two trips in kids' childhood, you probably want to do it at the optimum time, which isn't two or three. It's older, right?
Okay. If we're talking once or twice in a lifetime, I agree. Five or six is a great age. If you're doing twice in a lifetime, I think maybe 6 and 14. Those are good ages. Yeah. If you're doing once in a lifetime, I might push it to 8, 9.
Mm-hmm.
So they're old enough to ride the rides. And it all depends on their height. So the age isn't really a factor. Their fear level, their comfort level.
Yep.
Take them to Six Flags. See if they like roller coasters. See what
scare
they do.
Scare the heck out of them at Six Flags. And they can get while they're there.
Take them to Chick-fil-A and see if they freak out over the cow.
I think Crystal does.
You know what? The Chuck E. Cheese guy is the one that gets me. He's creepy.
Yeah, he is creepy. I would have to concur with that statement.
Well, and Lee, I think you're right. I mean, there are ways to kind of figure out if their comfort level is up there. I just sort of feel like, and it's tough for us because we go a lot. Also, most of our clients go a lot. I mean, you know, Lauren and I have talked about the client who always says it's done. And then the next time they're making another, you know, they go again.
They get home and they're making another one.
Yes. We love those people, by the way. But I think that, you know, if it's just a once or twice in their childhood, you definitely want to wait. So what are the pros? What would you say are the pros? There's free. They eat free. They get in the park for free. Although eating free is somewhat, it's entirely true, right? So I think the eating free is kind of not exactly true, right? Because they can eat free at a buffet. And they can eat free at Family Style, but they're definitely not eating free if you go to, Kona Cafe. They have to have an entree, right? Yeah.
They don't have to.
Yeah, they don't have to.
Well, they can eat off their mom's plate or their dad's plate, but are you sharing your food with your two-year-old? I don't think so.
No.
No.
No, but you know what? For $8.99 to not have to pay for a park ticket at that point, I'd rather pay for the $8.99 for dinner for the kid.
That's true.
You know? It's cheaper. It's still a better deal.
Oh yeah, it's a much better deal.
But I mean, I don't know. I think that it's. I want to just kind of go back to what you guys were talking about because I didn't get to jump in. I really think that it really depends on the kid, and the height of the kid, and. There's so many determining factors to whether or not it's worth it to bring a 1 or a 2-year-old. I think some 1 and 2-year-olds are going to get more out of a trip than others.
Yeah.
you know? And I think that as long as you take that break with the little one and go back to the hotel and relax and give them that break and you do the trip right in that sense, that you can make it a great experience. You know, I mean, I did it every single age with my kids from 8 months all the way up. And it was a lot harder when they were little, definitely, like to lug the diaper bags and all that other stuff with you. And but I think it can be memorable. I think it really can be. And I think you can take a lot from it.
Yeah,
I don't think it's worth it.
I don't miss having all the stuff that you have to
bring. No, the equipment.
Yeah. I remember getting to the park one time and not having enough diapers and having to mm-hmm. go into the baby care center. And at the time, all they had were those basically one size fit all. And the, mm-hmm. the twins were not, they were like 10 months old. So, you know.
And they were tinier than normal probably.
Yeah. Like, well, no, they were pretty good size, but they couldn't fit into those diapers. And it was just like, really? You know, like, ugh. Or you run out of baby food or whatever.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah.
Or you do or somebody has an accident and you're already through
yes.
the underwear.
Uh-huh.
The spare underwear. You're like, oh,
yep.
the fireworks are about to start, you know?
Yeah. I have to say that, you know, there are lots of good memories and my kids enjoyed it at every age. But when they were 22 months old, my twins, that was the worst trip ever. And I can remember saying to Kevin, we will never come back here until they're like five.
You've said that after a lot of trips, though.
I have. Because you know what? Someone has to be dramatic in Mouse Chat. And incidentally, that's me. So, yes. Oh.
I've been on the receiving end of that conversation. I'm never bringing them back here again. That's it. I'm done. Oh, by the way, I just booked a trip back to Disney again.
Yeah.
Well, literally like an breath. Like, it's like a challenge. You have to get it right. You're like, darn it, this is going to be perfect.
I'm going to make this one work.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't know. I think there are pluses and minuses. I think ultimately like everything else with Disney, which can be
a learning curve.
There's a learning curve. Unfortunately, by the time you learn, then they're older. And you're like, what am I going to do with this knowledge? I guess I'll become a travel agent.
No. Exactly.
No, but I mean, I think if you go in with the right attitude and have maybe lowered expectations, kind of like going during Christmas week, I always say, okay, lower your expectations about what you're going to be able to do. You'll be fine.
See, yeah, we took our niece when she was 6 months old, and then we took her again when she was 13 months old. Or was she 13 months? No, she was 18 months. Sorry.
Okay. Still annoying. I'm kidding.
And both trips were very different. One, of course, I mean, she was 6 months old, still very much bottle dependent. But at 18 months old, she was she really enjoyed it. She had a fantastic interaction with Mickey. And it was, she just loved it. So it really does all depend on the family, the routine, as well as the temperament of the child.
Weather.
Oh
the
yeah. The
crowd,
weather. Definitely.
Like everything. Everything.
Both of those were, one was a January trip. One was a February trip. So definitely not hot seasons.
I loved the twins when they were 10 months old in the park because all they wanted was to be in a sling. That was it. They would nap. I mean, it's like the best time for them. They just snuggled up. Perfect.
And for me, two of my most memorable moments of my children in Disney, one when they were 8 months old and one when they were just 1 month shy of three. And those two are by far my favorite moments.
And would you like to share?
Yes.
You've probably all heard them already.
We
have,
but we're going to let you relive it.
I don't remember.
Oh, you know. As soon as I start to say it, you'll know it. The one of Dale rocking Alyssa to sleep at Chef Mickey.
I never heard that one.
And,
that's adorable.
Literally, Dale sat on the floor with her in her lap. I'm assuming it was a girl. Aww. And rocked her to sleep, and the baby fell asleep in her arms. And my other one was the moment when Alyssa first, and both were actually Alyssa, when Alyssa first discovered Tinkerbell flying across the sky at fireworks. Best moments ever in Disney.
Oh, that's sweet. Although I think because they're twins and no one can tell apart anyway, you should let one have
Amber
that.
Have one
say,
of them?
Yeah, let Amber have
okay,
one.
Okay, Amber has that one. We'll give that one to Amber. Thank you, Chris. Amber's going to be very happy with you.
You're welcome. I live to just help solve problems.
And I would have never had either one of those moments if I didn't take them at a young age.
I wouldn't have had the moment where Sophie, at 22 months old, so somebody said to us, you've got twins, they're going to want to walk, put them on a leash. I said, oh, that's brilliant. Because I remember seeing kids on leashes in Europe, and I thought, hey, if it's good enough for the Germans, it's good enough for me. So we got these little leashes, and we put them on the kids. And the best picture ever is Sophie laying on the ground in the old Toontown area, sprawled out, refusing to move, with a leash on her. That's an old lady staring at me like I'm the worst mother ever. It was hilarious. And no, I don't have any shame about putting my child on a leash, and I would do it today if they'd stay on them.
That's funny.
Now they can unlatch themselves.
Yeah, yes. Really. Do you know what? Think of how handy those would come in Paris, right? We don't speak the language. Just put them on a leash.
So you can't hear the insults?
Right. Whatever.
You
the
get
French
the point.
Won't care. The French would be like, hey, that's the perfect place for your baby or your 8-year-old, whatever.
Funny. I think a lot of the perfect age comes down to how often you're going to go.
Yeah.
I agree.
You know, I went when I was 5 and then again when I was like 14. And then I did it, you know, a couple times in high school and then college with school. And those were good ages. You know, there's nothing wrong with going when you're in high school. It's fun. It's exciting.
They're all different types of trips.
They're different experiences at different ages. And if you can go as much as you can, that's the answer.
I just tell you one thing that always makes me, can tell you something that makes me sad every single time? It's the parent who wants their 13-year-old to go to Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique because she's never been to Disney before. And I'm like, oh.
You know what? Yeah, that came out after the age of my kids being in the princess age.
Mm-hmm.
And I never went back and said, even when they were 10 and said, oh, you need to try this.
No, but I want that. They're like, and they're like, well, she's never been, she wants to go. And, you know, and you're like,
have you looked at Pirates League?
That's what I'd say too. But you know what? I have a couple. I have a couple of them. And, you know, the kids go along with it, I think, to please
parents.
The parents.
Yeah.
I think in circumstances like that, you need to suggest the Grand Floridian salon.
Oh, I always forget that one.
Definitely.
For the older kids.
Because what do they do? Don't they do like updos and stuff like
that? They do updos. And they're very princessy, but they're not that standard hair in a bun, fake hair extension type things. Yeah. You can
plastered with hairspray.
It's hair
Wait a
gel.
Minute.
Yeah.
Are you telling me that if I go in there, they'll give me a princessy updo?
Oh, dear God.
They will.
There
and they don't
go.
Have an age restriction.
I told Chris that.
The Ivy Trellis brought to you by Chris Wood.
I'm totally doing it. I don't, my hair's not long enough for that.
Oh, they can make magic happen.
Ooh, I could get like a updo, half up, half down.
You could.
And I can walk around.
Don't give her any idea.
They're going
to
slick your hair back and your bangs and everything.
I can see it for October meetup. Chris is going to come walking in. And she's going to be like, hi, y'all.
They're going to be like, hey, Chris, nice tiara.
Okay, I think we need to do that. Chris, Lauren.
Not it.
Nope, you're it.
Wait,
did anybody see the two buns? There was three buns and hair on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
The Mickey
did
thing.
Did you see that? The Mickey head.
Yeah.
That was like, cute.
I've That's done that really to Amber. Cute. Can you believe it?
No, it's adorable.
It is. It's really cute.
It's cute.
There's already a dress code for the meetup for the Ohana thing, by the way.
And we'll all have updos.
No, you're going to have to wear Hawaiian gear. There's no grass skirts or coconut bras, Lauren.
Well, if I can't wear my coconut bra, what am I going to wear? I have nothing.
I know.
The only thing I have.
It's
the fun
it's
out of
already,
everything.
It's already been established. You
from toddlers.
I like to go in costume.
From toddlers to coconut bras.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Only here, folks. Only on Mouse Chat.
We cover it all.
You know what? No other podcast will talk about coconut bras. None. You don't see Pete Werner talking about a coconut bra. No. Ricky Bergani, Lou Mangiello. No.
Not happening. All right.
Never mind. I'm not going to say it.
Too much more and we're going to drive our listeners cocoa nuts.
I know.
Oh, I saw that.
Ha ha.
Mile away.
It's the first one of the night. Actually, you've been really, really quiet with the puns.
You know what? It's my birthday present.
It was. It was. I'm sorry. It just couldn't last that much longer.
You all right.
Controlled yourself for a while.
We did so well on this show by not getting off topic. I think we should close it
before we mess it up.
Okay. I'll go ahead and close up the show. I'd like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. If you like our shows, you can go to iTunes and you can also go to mousechat.net to download them. If you have comments or questions for us, those can be sent to us at comments@mousechat.net. Thanks so much for listening, and please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.